Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the City Council meeting for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'd like to call this meeting to order with an invocation led by Pastor Dan Knust of High Plains Community Church and the national anthem performed by Thunder Basin High School Choir with Kim Garcia as the director. So could you all stand, please?
If you would bow your heads and pray together. Father in heaven, you're good, and we are grateful to have an opportunity to gather together in this assembly, Lord, to just call upon your name. I pray for our mayor tonight and our city council members that you would bless them with wisdom, and that all they would do in word and deed would be done to your glory, Lord. Pray for all those in attendance as well, that we would feel your presence. We would be grateful for this opportunity. Do want to take the time to pray for our first responders in our community, Lord, the ones that watch over us when no one else is watching. And for that, we just want to pray a blessing on them and their families, and just let them know in the quiet of their hearts, Lord, that we are grateful for their watch care over us and for their service, their sacrifice and service for us. And Lord, at this time of the year especially, we want to be grateful just for a nation that has liberties and freedoms to do what we're doing here tonight. And for all those here and abroad that are sacrificing time away from their families and serving our country and the armed forces. I want to just pray a special prayer of blessing over them tonight as well. You hide them amongst your angels, Lord, and that your watch care would be over all that they would do, and that you would fill their hearts with those here at home waiting for their return. So Father, we love you, praise you, we're grateful. Just pray wisdom in this meeting, a sense of your presence, and that all we would do here tonight would be done to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Is that all? That's all that we have.
Okay, well, could everyone introduce themselves, please? And maybe what grade they're in? And just go up to the microphone so you can be on TV.
I'm Kylie Borgato, and I'm a senior.
I'm Caitlin Carson. I'm also a senior.
I'm Cameron Shear. I'm a sophomore.
I'm Christopher Richter, and I'm a senior.
I am Audrey Tolman, and I'm a senior.
I'm Brenna Jones, and I'm a senior.
I'm Megan McEntee, and I'm also a senior.
I'm Josh Simon, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Chance Nice, and I'm also a senior.
Would you like to tell about this group of how you started?
Sure.
Do people have to try out?
This is the Thunder Basin Combrio Choir. This is our top group. This year is the first year that we've actually had a mixed group. So they've been working really hard to get their mixed group. They really wanted that. And it's made up of mostly seniors, a couple sophomore boys, and we take them out all over the community and perform whenever.
Well, they are wonderful. You guys are great. Yeah. Please come again. We would love to have you do this every meeting. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
you. And thank you, Pastor Knutz, for your invocation. Okay, I would entertain a motion for the approval of the general agenda.
Move for approval. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Mayor, I would request the council remove item D5B from the consent agenda and put on general agenda as H1A.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second from Councilman McClelland and Councilman Brown for the amendment. Is there any discussion? We just need to look at it on general rather than consent. Okay.
Correct, Madam Mayor.
Since there's no other discussion, Council, please vote on the amendment. We're voting on removing it from consent to general, correct? No.
Madam Mayor, I think the way the clerk has it is an amendment of the general agenda, and I think that would meet the requirements.
Okay, so that's the amendment. Okay. So, yes. Thank you. So now we are on the general agenda.
Madam
as
Mayor,
amended.
Now on the consent agenda for approval of the
consent.
Approval of the general agenda.
Okay. Now we are on the amended general agenda. Do I have a motion? Is that right?
No.
Madam Mayor, that's correct.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman McClelland made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded. Is there any discussion? Let's hope not. Everybody vote, please.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. And that takes us to the approval of the consent agenda. All items listed will be enacted by one motion unless a request is made for discussion by any member of the audience or council. Do I have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Councilman Cleland made the motion. Councilman Neary seconded it. Is that correct, or should I have said the amended consent agenda? We're okay?
You're okay.
Okay.
We've got, Madam Mayor, if I could, I think the record will be clear when we do it for purposes of
that. That's good. Okay. All right. If there's no discussion on the consent agenda, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any conflict claims. We're to comments. Council comment. Councilman McNair. Councilman.
Madam Mayor.
Nathan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to take a minute and comment. Last week I was able to attend and proclaim Santa's arrival in the city of Gillette. It was actually really kind of a big event. There were a lot of kids there. Fun on the Go was there. Kids were having a great time. Good thing for the community. Also, the lights are getting put out. The lights are out. Town looks great. just wanted to say thanks to everyone who worked so hard to make our city look good. And then also a thanks to Director Wild and his crews for the work they did on with the snow last weekend. They did a great job. So
they did.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other council? Any written comments?
Madam Mayor, there are none.
Public?
Full house, Madam Mayor.
Yes, no, stop rushing up here. Okay, so that takes us to for the good of the community. Gino.
Good evening, Gillette. Thanks for joining us. Curbside yard waste collection and the yard waste drop-off facility are now done for the season. These services will resume in the spring, whenever Wyoming decides to have a spring. Time is running out to nominate someone for the 2019 Holiday Lighting Contest. Nominate yourself, your neighbor, or a friend. You can find the online nomination form on the city website, email holidaylightingcontest@gillettewy.gov, or fill out the contest form in the Gillette News Record. First place winners will receive $300 in Chamber Gold Bucks. Nominations are due by Tuesday, December 10th. The City County Animal Shelter is again hosting the Whiskers, Wreaths, and Wet Noses Silent Auction. The auction will be on Thursday, December 12th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Temporary Animal Shelter at 950 West Warlow Drive. All proceeds will benefit the animal shelter. A big thanks to everyone that has donated a wreath for this event. For more information, visit the City County Animal Shelter on Facebook or call 686-5249. City offices will be closed on Wednesday, December 25th and Wednesday, January 1st. The Solid Waste Division will run double routes on the following Thursdays to pick up Wednesday's and Thursday's trash and recycling. And be sure to check out the latest episode of GPA TV's North by Northeast, featuring First Lieutenant Lee Alley, Wyoming's most decorated Vietnam War veteran. You can watch North by Northeast on Sundays at 8 p.m. on GPA Cable Channel 190 and streaming online. Information on these items can be found on the city's website, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's all for now. Have a Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you, Gino. Okay, there is no unfinished business, so that takes us to H1A.
Under new consideration of a resolution to authorize and appoint a committee to act as administrator for the City of Gillette Retiree Health Benefit Plan and Trust and designate committee members.
A motion?
Move for approval. Second.
Councilman Lundahl made the motion. Councilman Brown seconded. Administrator Davidson, could you tell us about this?
Yes, Madam Mayor. In 2003, the city established a retiree health benefit plan and trust. That provided funds for certain employees employed by the City of Gillette on June 30th, 2003. And that provided benefits for any employees employed at that time. For management of this trust, the council previously, by resolution, appointed a committee made up of the city administrator, the human resource director, the finance director, and then an employee with less than 20 years of service and an employee with more than 20 years of service. Because this trust was established over 16 years ago, we're running out of employees with less than 20 years of service. And so this is basically a housekeeping issue before you to amend a prior resolution. The way it would read now is that the administrative committee that oversees the trust is made up of the city administrator, the finance director, the HR director, and two current employees of the city who are also beneficiaries under the trust. And so it removes that 20-year or under 20-year service.
Okay. And this just after, if it passes, then it's done?
Correct, Madam Mayor.
Okay. All right. Any questions, Council? Seeing none, Council, please vote.
Madam Mayor, the motion passes with 5 yeas.
Thank you. We don't have any ordinances first reading, appointments, public hearings. We won't have an exec, so we'll adjourn this meeting. This has got to be a record, don't you think? Let's say it is anyway. Okay. All right, that's pretty good, even with all that. So thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.